Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. You jump into one of those, and you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. You've got Ian here.
And Chris.
And nobody.
We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. And then, I like to do a little more techie kind of issues on this night because you guys are the hosts of Freedom Decrypted, which is a different show that airs on Saturday. It's actually primarily a video program, but you also have an audio feed, MP3.
Yeah, there's a podcast.
Well, silent podcasts are none too popular.
Indeed. Or silent video casts.
Yeah, silent video casts.
So check them out at freedomdecrypted.com, but also we can talk about net neutrality. We were discussing the encrypted DNS idea. Ended up having like a 2.5 segment long discussion about voting and non-voting. But Olivia is on the line to start things out here in hour number two. She's calling from Arizona, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Olivia.
First of all, I've got to compliment y'all's hoodies because they look pretty fly.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that. She complimented
your
hoodie.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
It's from Wormtown.
Second of all, yeah, I don't understand these people who are like, well, I'm not going to throw my vote away. How are we ever going to gain traction if nobody will vote, right? 20%.
Well, look, it's not all about voting. I mean, one thing that the non-voters are right about is that voting is relatively insignificant.
It's not enough. It'll never be enough.
Right. What is significant is getting numbers of people together. Now, if you have enough numbers, if you have enough raw numbers, not only can you have an effect on the voting system, but you can also affect other things like the sort of the mentality of the community. If there's enough people who are libertarian-minded in a given geographic area, then all of a sudden the ideas that we have, which previously were fringe, will no longer be fringe. They'll become mainstream. And if you can get the libertarian ideas to become mainstream, then the mainstreamers, the people who just want to go to work and come home and, smoke a joint or drink a beer and watch their football game at the end of the day, then they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I always agreed with you guys. Even though they never did anything to help us, they'll come on board with it and they'll say, oh, yeah, you guys have always been right.
Thanks for being there. A lot of people go where the power is.
And that can influence people who do get to power, too, right? So it's not.
It can.
Yeah, even though it's. We're not winning our own politicians into the House or whatever. We are in New Hampshire, but.
But as Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah, right.
Because it's easier to win that way.
Right.
They are winning that way. The other thing that numbers can help you with.
What I'd really like to see happen is have enough of us get elected at Democrats and as Democrats and Republicans that we can unrig the electoral system and then have a third of the New Hampshire House change its party affiliation to Libertarian.
Oh, no, I have an even better idea than that. What if we had them rename like the Democrat and Republican to Libertarian?
Nah, that's never going to happen.
Oh, but if you had control over the party, you could do it.
You could, but it would be kind of it'd be symbolic at that point because, again, it's all about numbers. Yeah. Once you get enough people.
I think
people,
the National Party would disassociate you at that point.
Once you get enough people,
look, as we saw with also civil disobedience, it's all about numbers. Mm-hmm. We just had last weekend the 10th anniversary of the Keene 420 rallies. Mm-hmm. All three of us were there for it. We had 15 people, so about a tenth of what we had at peak during 10 years ago, but that the fact
well,
is...
Well, then again, I it took about 3 months to get up to 150.
Right.
It took, not 3 months, but it took a lot of work, and it took three people at it.
The effort, the amount of effort that was put into this past 420, it wasn't even, well, the rally, I don't know what you want to call it, but it wasn't a lot, so I don't think it's...
No, it was last minute.
Yeah, last minute kind of stuff like that. We had quite a week.
Yeah,
we had quite a few people turn out.
We didn't decide to do it until like a month before, and there weren't very many resources to promote it with.
Right,
a little bit.
It was just the 10th anniversary thing. But the point I'm trying to make here is if you have numbers, then it makes all the difference in the world. Not only do your ideas become legitimized because there's people out there who agree with you, and mm-hmm. those people are in workplaces, those people are in churches, those people are in places where other people are, so they're hearing about libertarianism from different places. It's not just mm-hmm. the crazy guy on the side of the road with a honk if you hate taxes sign, like I was down in Florida when I was all by myself. I got plenty of honks, but not much help.
Right. And I still want to take that picture of me out by the side of the road with the "Will Govern for Food" sign, but go
sure. So not only do you have the ability to influence through just the fact that you're in the community in so many different places and in the media and in workplaces and such, but also if you go out and do civil disobedience with large numbers of people, the police are helpless. They can't do anything about it. So
oh, yeah.
It's all about...
They showed up with a dozen cops when we had 150 people out on the common, and
they
just
do.
Stood there.
Yeah.
I think the funniest thing is when you guys went to the police station and smoked up in the police station
right.
after somebody
yeah.
was arrested.
Perfect example.
I mean, what could they do? There was nothing. They couldn't...
There
they didn't
28 of them.
That's right. So it's all about numbers. And unfortunately, libertarians are still distributed throughout the whole country. They, you know, might think the New Hampshire thing is a cool idea, but it's cold there, so they're not really going to come do anything about it. And so instead they talk about not voting. I mean, really, the fact is you've got to get together with other people who have a like mindset, whether that be the Mormons moving into Utah, whether that be the lefties moving into California, the righties moving into Texas. I think there's no better idea than concentrating efforts.
Yeah, and for that matter, even if you don't like the winters here, if you have the resources to snowbird, which is, if you don't know, that's what we call it in Florida when people live in Florida in the winter and,
right.
and up north in the summer. If you have the resources to snowbird, I think you'll find that you really love being around other libertarians on a regular basis. You know,
yeah.
the nice, because when I was surrounded by statists in Ann Arbor, it's like, I would be questioning my own sanity.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, how can everybody be, maybe it's not everybody else who's blind, maybe it's me.
I'm just amazed at how much happier I am just being amongst other people who think like me, you know? It's
yeah.
like, it was so mm-hmm. depressing in New Jersey, to be honest, like, you know, like my entire life was like, and I wasn't depressed, but like, it was depressing. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh,
there's
yeah.
just nobody, there's nobody who thinks like you. And it's like, mm-hmm. you're all alone. And then all of a sudden you're amongst all these really awesome people who think like you when you move here. And it's like, and there's people like fighting over the stupidest little tiny differences.
Uh-huh.
How is that not something worth moving over?
Well, we get spoiled very quickly. There's a running joke about the free divorce project because a lot of married couples move to New Hampshire and then get divorced.
Yep,
and somebody was saying, why is that? Why is that? And I think what it is you put two libertarians in the same room out in the world and they're like, oh my God, we're like two peas in a pod. We're exactly the same. But then you those same two libertarians and you put them into a group of 2,000 libertarians, and they say, oh, wow, there's like half a dozen people better suited to me than this person
right?
I thought was perfect for me because I was looking at them in comparison
to
with
others.
This deranged
yeah.
place where I'm living.
All right, Olivia, go ahead.
Oh, wow. No, that was really interesting and well said. I was going to ask about the Shire Free Church because I consider it my church. I like it. We meet every day, and it's kind of a spiritual experience for me. And I saw a John Oliver segment that was hilarious about how he set up his own church. So I'm like, what is the deal? Why is my church not tax-exempt recognized? I feel very discriminated against.
My church is tax-exempt.
All churches are supposed to be tax-exempt.
And tax-deductible.
Is that in New Hampshire or?
It's nationwide.
That's nationwide. That's the
right
IRS.
To freedom to religion.
Interesting.
The IRS is actually pretty good from what I understand about respecting churches. Local government, however, here in Keene, New Hampshire, is not so good about it. They're going to make us fight in court in order to defeat them, and it would be an incredibly costly exercise.
See, I think the hilarious thing would be to bring in a ringer, somebody nobody knows is a free stater,
mm-hmm.
have them start a Christian church, And then once he has all the tax exemptions and such, have him have a change of faith and become an invisible hander. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, wait, you said I was tax deductible when we were Christians, but now we've changed to deism and we're not tax deductible again? How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. But in order to do that, even in that case, you'd still have to have an attorney take the case to court. Yeah. And it's hard as hell to find attorneys who are willing to take on the state like that. I've looked for them. And, Olivia, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the kind words talking about the Shire Free Church, which you can learn more about at church.shiresociety.com. It is the organization that that puts on this radio show. Our number again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the air here with whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge Wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can go if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, the people in the studio include me, Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
All right. So I also want to make sure that you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is a global trading platform where you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods. Now, if you are going to do selling, you do have to be aware some of those payment methods are riskier than others. And on a site where you can sign up anonymously, you do have a bit of a risk of potential scam artists, so you do want to be careful. But if you're a buyer, as long as you're buying from somebody that's got good reputation, you're probably good to go. You can go to local.bitcoin.com to get started there, and there are no ID requirements to sign up for the site, which is awesome. It really sets that site apart from its competition, and communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. I'm on there. Ari is on there. I know that nobody, you've had an account on there. I don't know if you're active with it right now.
I've got an account. I've been doing mostly local Bitcoins recently, but I do still have an account, and I will happily sell Bitcoin Cash if you want it.
Local Bitcoins is the big one. That's the one that local.bitcoin.com is competing with. But if you want privacy, do not go to Local Bitcoins. You cannot have it there. There's know your customer requirements that site cracked down upon recently. It was actually just this week that they cracked down
hard. Can you
distinguish
that again for me? It's what versus what?
So it's close. The sites sound very similar. One is called Local Bitcoins, plural, .com.
Okay.
That's the old one. That's the one that's been around forever. It's got a ton of
volume.
That's
the bad one.
They are the ones that have put in know your customer requirements.
Right, so that's bad.
And they just this week cracked down. So for a few months, they've been letting their users know that this was coming. And this was the week where the hammer came down.
Right,
and
so the good one is?
The one, if you care about privacy, is local.bitcoin.com.
Great.
That's the one where you don't have to show any ID to sign up for the site. And that's what we're promoting here, local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is our sponsor. The other site is not. The other site's a fine site as long as you don't mind having no privacy whatsoever. And their KYC and their Know Your Customer requirements are some of the most invasive that I've come across, especially as you go up the chain as far as the different tiers that they have. So if you do a little bit more than just a little bit of selling, you hit the higher tiers, and then it starts to get ridiculous.
Yeah. I've used Local Bitcoin or localbitcoins.com, right? Years and years ago, and it worked great.
It was very
different.
But this
was before the KYC.
Yeah, back then, they actually used to let people connect locally.
Right.
That was where the name came from.
Right.
They got rid of that in January or earlier this year. They just took that functionality completely out of the site. You can no longer use that site to meet somebody in person and go down to McDonald's and exchange cash for crypto.
Now the only thing you can do is deposit money into somebody's bank account? That's how it works?
They still have other methods, like you can get like a prepaid card or like Amazon credits. Or there's still other methods.
Okay.
But the thing they cut out was being able to meet someone in physical reality.
Right.
You cannot do that through that site anymore. You used to be able to set where your location was. And, if you were in a bigger city, there's enough demand in Bitcoin.
You'd still be able to do that just
not
with
on
the
that
KYC
site.
Stuff.
Not on that site. They stripped out all the location features. They haven't stripped it out completely because you can still scroll down to the bottom of the page and it'll still show you where you are. But you can't do anything with that data. So they haven't completely removed it from the site, but it's effectively useless.
Yeah.
So if you care about privacy, you got to get over to local.bitcoin.com. And they're a new site, so the volume's still relatively low. You're getting in on the ground floor. If you build your reputation now and the site takes off, then it'll be a good thing for you. Let's go back here to actually a question from one of our Discord chatters, Bleda Rasmar. Says, as a fellow member of the Shire Free Church, I want to ask what taxes you're having problems with, not federal taxes, but state taxes. How much money do we need to raise to hire a good attorney to fight this?
Excellent question. I've been wanting to see that happen for years.
Well, find the good attorney first, and then we'll talk about what it costs. Because I can tell you, I've looked. There's one guy in New Hampshire who is sort of the go-to freedom of religion attorney, and he will not take the case because he doesn't want to upset the other religions, basically, was what I understood from what he told me.
Wow.
Yeah. like upset. How? Like because
well, he's
there's
got
a
clients.
New religion. That,
he's got, yeah, well, he's got
I
clients.
Mean, I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to understand how
you
it would
gotta
upset
understand
your other
that religious
clients.
Freedom to a lot of Christians means being free to be Christian in exactly the way that I am and nothing else.
All right. So, yeah, and this guy might be a Christian.
Effectively,
I don't know what.
Yeah. Effectively, he's only willing to represent other Christian groups, like different people, different
the,
sects.
That's the
I
impression
guess.
That I got from what he told me.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
I kind of reading between the lines.
Yeah.
And you know, it might be one step better than that, where it's like anything that's established in mainstream,
right.
He'll go for, but not
easier.
Something that could be construed as,
right.
You know, unusual. Not a new religion. We've discovered everything we need to know already about spirituality, right?
Yeah, that's why your idea, nobody, of having somebody come in and set up a mainstream religious church and get the exemption and then flip. Basically,
yeah.
Would be a smart way to do things. And I don't think Will Coley was going to do that, but he was setting up a mainstream religious church here, the mosque specifically. Will, who was a sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live, unfortunately, his dad fell quite ill down in Florida. He was in his 80s, and Will felt like he had to go down there with his whole family to take care of his father in his final days, and now feels like he has to stay there to take care of his mother until she dies. So we don't know when he's going to be returning. He says he's coming back. He still says that he's coming back. I spoke with him in late August about it. But that was part of the plan there, was that Will was going to file for a tax exemption on the property that the mosque was occupying to see if they would give Muslims the same level of difficulty that they had given the Shire Free Church.
Well, that would have been a very difficult case for them to win, too, because it would have been...
For who to win?
For the city
right.
to win, because, you know, it would look like Islamophobia.
Exactly.
If they didn't give
yeah,
it.
That's why it was a really
yeah.
interesting plan.
Yeah.
So I hope that someday that'll come
I
to
mean,
fruition.
Hey, if somebody's willing to finance the attorney, I can convert to Islam for a while. I don't mind. I'll go Jewish. I don't care.
Well, like I said, it's finding the attorneys. Now, I suspect in the Muslim community, they have attorneys. I bet
yeah.
they've got some folks that they know that they can go to, and, you know, they'll give them a good rate, mm-hmm. and they know the sort of the territory. But mm-hmm. it's hard when you are an upstart or a cult or whatever you want to call it, a small
well,
religion.
I'll try to pigeonhole somebody at the ACLU dinner.
Well, the ACLU doesn't focus on freedom of religion. That's like the ACLJ that would focus on freedom of religion.
No.
But the ACLJ is likely only going to deal with Christians.
The ACLU will deal with religion, too.
Mm, okay, you'll have to find me some
yeah,
cases on that.
They've worked with the Satanists.
Oh, really?
They were the ones who worked to get the statue of Baphomet or whatever it was put up on the State House lawn next
their
to the
freedom,
scene.
Their freedom of religion is what they're fighting, not
well,
really a specific religion, obviously.
Well, the thing is, they're very much hostile to Christianity in general. They're not big fans of the Christians, but they might like us. I think they also did the thing with the Flying Spaghetti Monster Church, didn't they?
I think you might be right. That might have been a state, though, one, not the federal.
It might. NHCLU is not the same as the ACLU, too.
The NHCLU is
right.
part of the ACLU. They're the New Hampshire
right.
branch. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there isn't anything wrong with asking foreign countries to investigate the Bidens. He says it happened to him.
I was investigated. I was investigated, and they think it could have been by UK. They think it could have been by Australia. They think it could have been by Italy. So when you get down to it, I was investigated by the Obama administration.
The president tells reporters his desire for China to investigate the Bidens is not linked to any trade deal. He also says the White House won't cooperate with the current House impeachment inquiry until a floor vote is taken. He says he doesn't think there's anything wrong with asking foreign countries for help with corruption.
If a foreign country can help us with respect to corruption and corruption probes, and that, I don't care if it's Biden or anybody else.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
And for a long time, liberty-minded folks have been looking for a business directory for people that care about freedom. And they finally have it in liberty.menu. It's a tool for the liberty community, and it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content creators, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's even a bit of a social networking aspect, so you can connect and share with others. Go to liberty.menu, get signed up, get started over there. It's free to use this site, meaning that you want some free publicity for your business? Go to liberty.menu and get listed there. There's a map and listings, and you can pay a little bit and get an upgrade for your listing, but by default, the site's free at liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, get a special Free Talk Live listener badge, liberty.menu. So earlier tonight, we talked about Google possibly going to be, encrypting their DNS service through their Chrome browser. And apparently, the part of the story we didn't really get into before we ended up sidetracked on a discussion about voting was the fact that the government goons in D.C. are apparently none too happy about this. Now, as we pointed out in our discussion, just because Google's encrypting the DNS, or that's their plan at least, that doesn't mean the government won't be able to access the data. They'll just have to subpoena Google for it rather than your local internet service provider. So it's not that the government's upset because they can't get to the data. It might be that they're just upset in general about it. Let's see here. According to the Wall Street Journal and Engadget.com reporting on this, the House Judiciary Committee is investigating Google's plans to implement DNS over HTTPS, which is the secure version of HTTP, in Chrome. That's their browser. While the Justice Department has, quote, recently received complaints, unquote, about the practice. While Google says it's pushing for adoption of the technology to prevent spying and spoofing, House investigators are worried this would give the internet giant an unfair advantage by denying access to users' data. So this is, they're coming at it from like an anti-competitive standpoint here. The House sent a letter on September 13th asking if Google would use the data handled through the process for commercial purposes. Google has maintained that its Chrome tweaks would give users control over who shares their info and that it won't force people to switch to encrypted DNS. That likely won't allay the telecom's fears. Internet service providers are worried they might be shut out of the data and won't know as much about their customers' traffic patterns.
Well, they already are having that problem with everybody using VPN these days.
Well, everybody.
I mean, that's like a lot 10%. Of exaggeration, but do you have, I don't know. Yeah. I don't recall exactly what the statistics are, but there is a high percentage of people using VPNs. Like,
really?
Like it is a huge industry. Like,
how high are we talking about?
I'm talking about major players. Like, a lot of major players are getting into the VPN game. Like, I'm talking about like ISPs even and
what's the point of having an ISP?
Yeah. I'm not going to try to make that argument, you know. I think that's absolutely insane to go with an antivirus company or your
ISP.
That's
what we call a bad plan.
Yeah. So the one ISP that I'm thinking of in particular is out of Sweden, and they basically do it because their government, so they're a privacy-friendly ISP, and the government is forcing censorship, so they're basically giving or selling, they're providing 6 months of free service to customers to go through a VPN, which will enable them.
Just to be clear, they're an ISP in Sweden, but they're marketing a VPN to worldwide users, to people coming in from outside.
I think anybody outside can use them, but no, the VPN that they're marketing is to their customers
to their
in
own
the country.
So people can get through the firewall of their
censorship.
Country.
Yeah, they're trying to, basically, they're actually, I'm not even sure that was the reason.
How can that work if Sweden
is... It was a privacy issue, because they are required to log their data for copyright holders.
But wait a minute. If Sweden is the government gang that's cracking down, how is a company based in Sweden able to get around that by saying, oh, well, now we're a VPN, so you don't have access?
Only
anymore?
So they still have to log. This is my understanding of it. And the article's not 100% clear that I read. But effectively, what the case is the telecommunications providers required to log internet traffic
by the government of Sweden.
Yeah, the DNS requests, basically, they've been based off of lawsuits from the copyright cartels, have been forced into logging their internet users' traffic at the DNS level, okay? So every DNS request.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't want to do that, but they have to. So now they're going to do that, but what they're doing, and they already offered VPN services previously in order to, you know, but then they kind of had a reprieve for a while where they didn't have to log, I guess, the traffic or something like this. So, but now they are. Again, going to have to, and I'm not even sure if it's again, but there were other privacy issues that they were fighting, so that's why they had previously rolled out VPN, but for a while, they had won that one, so now that there's this other battle going on, where they now have to start logging for, I think it's 10 months, basically they're going to have to keep those DNS, basically every time you go to a website, there's a log of that now, that DNS request.
How is them running a VPN going to get around that requirement?
Because it's only, I guess...
It doesn't get around the logging requirement.
The court order, it doesn't get around the logging requirement unless you go through the VPN, if that makes any sense.
So you're saying that they just didn't write the law,
right? You can't log.
It's not, I don't even know that it's, I'm not even sure that it's a law, like the article wasn't clear about this, but effectively, the judge has made the ruling that they have to log for 10 months, and... It only applies to the internet connection, not to the VPN service.
The VPN. They can log what they can see.
Of course they could log the VPN.
They could, but they're not.
Some VPNs log, some say they don't.
How
do you know?
I think that most of them say they don't log.
If it's properly implemented, they at least can't log things they can't see inside the stream.
They're the ones providing the VPN. They can see every request that you make over the VPN.
Not necessarily. You could be running Tor over
your VPN.
You
could run Tor. Okay.
VPN over your VPN.
There's a distinction between an internet service provider and a...
I don't even know how to phrase it, but a company providing services over the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they,
legally,
right?
Uh-huh.
And that's the distinction. So the company providing services over the internet, which would be a VPN provider,
yeah.
It doesn't apply to this whatever this ruling is. It only applies to
now. They could just change the ruling.
Right.
Change the law.
So for now,
okay.
this is why the ISP, again, this is an ISP that advertises as a privacy friendly ISP, and this is one of the few ISPs and probably the only ISP in Sweden, I think it was, where they're basically fighting. But you also have to remember that in other countries there are more internet service providers than there are in the United States, so there's more competition. Which is why you end up with these probably a smaller ISP, but nonetheless niche ISPs focusing on a privacy, you know, a crowd of people mm-hmm. who like or prefer privacy.
So the story here is basically sounds like existing providers, ISPs, are the ones lobbying Congress to say, put a stop to Google. They're going to take away our data mining because they can currently, if you aren't using some sort of VPN, then currently your ISP is able to see every request you make for a website. They know which sites you're going to. Yeah. They can use that data. They can sell that data. And they're basically stomping their feet here saying, Google's going to take that away. Stop them, government. And that's what's coming in here is that you get the Justice Department, apparently, or the House Judiciary Committee investigating these plans. But according to Engadget.com, which has the story here, they say Google might not have that much to worry about, as they're not the only one pushing for DNS encryption. Mozilla also wants to use the format to secure DNS in Firefox. And the company's Marshall Irwin told the Wall Street Journal that the antitrust gripes are, quote, fundamentally misleading, unquote. ISPs are trying to undermine the standards simply because they want continued access to users' data, he said. Unencrypted DNS helps them target ads by tracking your web habits, and it's harder to thwart DNS tracking than cookies and other typical approaches.
Well, you know, there's something interesting about this. When the companies that produce these browsers and they're traffic tunneling your traffic, your DNS requests over a secure connection, that doesn't mean your other requests are not going to your ISP. They would be. They'd still be going to your ISP.
So they can see what IP address you're connecting to.
They can still see the IP address, anything outside the browser, the domain name.
Right.
And therefore, they could still block those IPs in countries where there's blocks going on. They just would have to block by IP rather than
that particular browser. Yeah.
Yeah.
And or for any other types of applications that use DNS as well, which is any internet application that's not your browser.
There's more on the way here. Well, which is why you can change your DNS at your router level.
Right. I think they're right. Exactly. I think they're going to fail in terms of an argument, legal argument here.
There's more coming up here in moments. When you say they're going to fail, you mean Google or the government?
The government. Or no.
More,
the
more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll free here and take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, an Argentinian court earlier in this decade ruled that an orangutan has human rights. And now that orangutan is moving to the United States. What does all that mean? We can talk about it coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can also join us on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, want to make sure you know about balance of nature. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work can certainly get in the way. Or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has a solution for you. With three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. You can go online to become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. That's if you use code FTL in the discount code feature over at balanceofnature.com. It's a limited time offer, balanceofnature.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we've been talking a little bit about technology. Chris, you were making a point right at the end of the last segment about who you thought was going to fail legally, but it wasn't clear who you were talking about. Can you go ahead and clarify what you were saying?
Yeah, let's see. So the internet service provider's argument, I think, is going to fail because
the one their argument saying, "Hey, Google's encrypting DNS and we don't like it."
I mean, effectively, it doesn't actually. It's only doing it one for the browser. Okay, so it's not doing it for anything else.
Well, they could encrypt it if they offered it on their DNS service, right? Because they have like, isn't it 8.8.8.8 is the Google DNS?
You can hook up your system DNS use encrypted connections.
The problem though is they're saying this is anti-competitive when in reality that it's not going to be the only DNS
on
the system.
That's nonsense. Who's preventing the ISPs from providing the same thing? They can can compete.
Well, here's the thing. Right, and that's the thing. And they already are going to be providing DNS alongside Google, because now you're going to have the browser doing its own DNS through Google, but your other DNS requests will still be going through your ISP. So it really is...
Unless you change your DNS at your router level, in which case every request would go through whoever you choose.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so this is the problem. They're actually... All Google is really doing is they're not monopolizing. They're simply creating a competition in the market.
It's an option.
Right. Yeah. If you use Firefox, you might end up, if you have Firefox and you have Google Chrome browser, you will actually be having three
two different DNS
servers that you'll ultimately be sending your traffic to. One is your ISP, one is Mozilla's. Or actually, I think Mozilla might be using Cloudflare, but whatever it is. And then
that's
Chrome.
1.1.1.1.
Yeah, Chrome will be, well, I don't know if that's, I don't know what ports they're going to be running or if it's the same IP addresses or not.
Yeah,
but anyway, right. So there's ultimately, all it's really going to be doing is opening up more competition in the marketplace. It's not going to be, it's not really a monopoly at that point, because they're not routing all traffic. They're only routing, all DNS traffic. They're only routing traffic for their own browser through their DNS servers.
Yeah, for people who have this trouble identifying monopolies, look at the company you think that's that you think is a monopoly, and if somebody else is doing what they do, they're not a monopoly. Yeah. And there's a lot of search engines, there's a lot of mail servers, there's a lot of things.
And here's the other thing, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of different DNS server providers out there. So
the barriers of entry are 3 hours of administrator time.
To become one,
maybe 3 days to become another provider of encrypted DNS.
But the thing is, it takes 3 seconds for people to change their DNS, and people in other countries with censorship do this all the time.
That's right.
So the idea, the only reason that most people are using their ISP provided DNS is because
that's the way it's default.
That's the default, and people in the United States don't have the censorship problem that other people in other countries
do. Not yet.
So. If you look at other countries, you know, what percentage of people are going through a VPN or doing a DNS change or something, it's a lot higher.
If you want to see censorship, go to the courts in New Hampshire. They've got court provided internet.
There's censorship on that. You are probably the only other person I know who has noticed that.
Yeah.
Have you tried to go to like EFF or?
I think Free Talk Live is blocked.
Have you tried?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I think so.
Yeah.
Have you tried putting on a VPN?
Yes, and that can get around it.
Okay, I thought
so. It's just interesting.
They do block some of the VPN ports and, protocols.
Well, it's interesting because they're blocking legal, basically sites that are providing legal information for, for defendants, potentially, is what they're basically doing.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be...
And that seems like a conflict of interest from
They're not obligated to offer internet.
Though. They're not obligated, but to the extent that they do, it's a conflict of interest, I think.
It's an interesting argument.
Well, it does seem like, to the extent that they're providing internet service, they should provide it equally.
Right, and it's given that it's a court of law that's supposed to be impartial.
Maybe they're only partially impartial.
Hey, speaking of internet access, here's another story that's related from Cord Cutters News. Their website...
Is that the gynecologist or the OBGYN...
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they're talking about cutting the cord as far as cable
is
concerned. But they say that the FCC this week won a court ruling saying the FCC can end net neutrality, which I thought they already did end net neutrality.
Well, they ended it and then they got sued, so apparently they won the case.
It's been going back and forth, I think, is what it's affecting.
I remember when Trump took office, one of the first things that happened was he reset the FCC board and they then undid net neutrality. But with the court ruling, the FCC's right to move the Internet from a Title II service to Title I was confirmed. In short, this means the FTC now regulates the Internet instead of the FCC. So the FCC is the Federal Trade Commission, and the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. So from the frying pan into the fire, I mean, is one really that different from the other? Is this something that people should be excited about? I do think
the FTC probably has less technical knowledge than the FCC, so I think it might actually be a win.
All right, hold on. So I want to back up because I actually have experience with the FCC. Anybody who thinks they have technical knowledge, you are deluding yourself.
Try using their website. It's awful.
The FCC, like if you get something certified, the FCC is not doing the certification.
You mean the device certification?
Yeah, like device certification. Mm-hmm. Like the FCC is not even doing that. They're a regulatory body. They don't have any idea on how to certify. Like
right.
They might make
make decisions.
Are they farming it out to somebody?
Yeah, so the way you like certification as far as devices are concerned is there are either you can do like some sort of self sort of testing if you have the if you have stuff or but usually you'll send it out to another organization, and there's these organizations exist all over the world. So like they have them in
are
China.
These, like, underwriters laboratories and that
something
kind of place.
Something similar.
Probably not them specifically because they're insurance companies. But.
Yeah, not that specifically, but they'll same. Actually, it might be the same labs that do that as well. Will do those types of tests as well, and so they're set up. So even though it's a U.S. FCC is U.S. specific, right? Mm-hmm. Certification, but it's actually being done by third parties, not the government itself.
Not surprising.
So and these entities exist in other countries like China, and it's actually cheaper to go through China than it is to go through a U.S.
Sure.
corporation to do the same thing.
Of course.
Oh, that's
yeah.
funny.
So you might pay $5,000 in the U.S. and you pay $2,000 in China.
Nice. So they said, quote, we uphold the 2018 order with two exceptions, said the court in their ruling. They said further, first, we conclude that the commission has not shown legal authority to issue its preemption directive, which would have barred states from imposing any rule or requirement that the commission repealed or decided to refrain from imposing in the order that is more... I don't even know what this is saying. It's
basically, it's saying that if the FCC is doing something and stops, or if the FCC chooses not to do something, the states cannot go and do that thing.
Hmm.
But that's the road not taken.
Uh-huh.
So apparently they are going to let the states... regulate these things. That was my understanding of that, but it was kind of, it was thick, so I would be reading it a second time.
Yeah,
I can't get
through this legalese. I'm just going to jump ahead here. The federal FCC chairperson Ajit Pai released the following statement regarding the decision. This was a circuit court in D.C. upholding the Restoring Internet Freedom Order. Quote, today's decision is a victory for consumers, broadband deployment, and the free and open Internet. The court affirmed the FCC's decision to repeal 1930s utility-style regulation of the Internet imposed by the prior administration. The court also upheld our robust transparency rules so that consumers can be fully informed about their online options. Since we adopted the Restoring Internet Freedom Order, consumers have seen 40% faster speeds, and millions more Americans have gained access to the Internet. A free and open Internet is what we have today and what we'll continue to have moving forward, he says.
Yeah, that's not what we have today, but it's freer than it was under net neutrality, a fraction.
Yeah, I tend to agree that net neutrality was not a good thing. We had a lot of discussion about it over the recent years here on Free Talk Live.
It's a double-edged sword. We don't have competition in the marketplace because of government regulation.
Government regulation.
And now we are trying to implement the only solution that's being put on the table is regulation, which is not a good solution to the problem.
Right.
What regulation stops us from doing mesh networking?
Nothing.
Exactly. No, there's definitely regulations that stop you from doing mesh networking.
Really?
The frequencies are regulated, of course.
Oh, transmission power and
things
like that.
Yeah, transmission power also.
That's true. That definitely stands in the way.
Yeah.
We're coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.